Unlock Michigan warns sex offender tracking on hold until coronavirus state of emergency ends. By Kyle Olson on August 19, 2020. A Michigan citizens group warned on Wednesday that the tracking of sex offenders is on hold until Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., ends her ongoing coronavirus state of emergency. Unlock Michigan, the organization collecting petition signatures to repeal a 1945 law Whitmer is using to maintain a state of emergency that was recently extended for a third time, said a newly discovered court ruling from April is adding urgency to their efforts. The United States District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan ruled against the state in a case challenging the constitutionality of Michigan's Sex Offenders Registration Act, SORA. The court specifically prohibits the defendants and their agents, which includes members of the Michigan State Police, MSP, from enforcing registration, verification, school zone and fee violations of SORA that occurred or may occur from February 14, 2020, until the current COVID-19 crisis has ended. The court stated that the current COVID-19 crisis shall be considered ended when there is no longer an operative federal or state executive order or legislative act declaring a state of emergency. The ruling said individuals affected by the SORA may voluntarily comply. It's shocking. It's nuts, the email from Unlock Michigan said. But you read it right, so long as Governor Whitmer continues her unnecessary states of emergency, enforcement and tracking of Michigan's sex offender law is on hold. The group urged supporters to circulate petitions even faster. Last week, spokesman Fred Zelek told the Kyle Olson Show that the organization has 60,000 Michiganders involved, working to collect 500,000 signatures to force the Republican-controlled legislature to vote on repealing the law. It would not be subject to the governor's veto powers. The group needs about 340,000 valid signatures. On Tuesday, it announced it already had 200,000. They don't wait for instructions from headquarters, they're out there just doing this on their own, Zelek said of the volunteers. It's fantastic. It's the most exciting grassroots thing I've seen in a while, he said. The group has 180 days to collect the sufficient number needed. Once the Board of Elections validates the signatures, the legislature has 40 session days to pass the repeal. If it does not pass, it will go on the 2022 ballot, the same election as Whitmer herself. More information can be found at unlockmichigan.com. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on weekends. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full episodes at iHeartRadio. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.